What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, boy. Ha-ha! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead, which is a public bar. You can walk right in and hang out and see us. As many people have. It's pretty crowded in here.
Yeah, man.
Noon on a Friday. So come by and see us. We'd love to see you.
Oh, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a nice warm day.
Yeah.
Hot day. You know, because
it's muggy, huh?
Dude, Andy, I swear to you, and you can tell by some of the pictures, I thought yesterday was Friday. I promise you, and I tweeted yesterday like it was damn Friday.
You know, that is true. You had a cigar.
Yeah,
you know,
you know, one thing I don't do unless I'm doing, I don't drink liquor during the week a lot of times. I order these mostly for the weekend.
Right.
Man, I'm knocking up. I'm sitting outside and just hey, going at it with the cigar, watching the PGA thing on the iPad because Bash, every time I come in, poo. So he just want to get up. Oh, fine, whatever. What's it out here? And dude, I woke up this morning. I was like, "What the?" And for some reason, and I know why she'd be doing. She'd be unplugging the clock, so I can't see what time it is. So I'll continue to sleep. And so I look up. I was like, "Damn, it's Saturday. Let me go on and get up, man. Go downstairs, get the coffee ready, and everything."
Good thing you're an early riser, no matter what.
Yeah, but still, I was like, "It's only Friday." I was like,
"What do you think it was that
I don't know
threw you off?"
I don't know, dog. And, you know, and most of my cigar brothers know when you drinking like that and smoking cigars, that cigar mouth. It's just brutal. It's brutal. The cigar mouth is brutal.
You sound fine today.
Yeah, I'm fine, but it's just, you got to get yourself back together. I woke up like it was like 6:15 when I got up. And that's what I'm saying. That's why she unplugged that clock.
That's noon.
That's why she unplugged that clock so I could sleep because we all went out to dinner as a family to a nice – they got a nice little downtown Lilburn. It's like four restaurants, but it was nice and cozy. Went down there.
How many restaurants does it take to be considered a downtown?
I don't know. All right, downtown Lilburn, it has the Lilburn Park, and it has that one. It has like a – it's a food truck, but it's a big-ass Mexican restaurant bus, which is awesome. We like a good time. And then they have like a winery, wine and cheese place. They got the place we went to. I think it's 1908 or something like that. And then they have a coffee shop that we went to last weekend because that's my new day. You know, I'm taking my wife out to coffee and stuff on Saturday morning.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean?
Wives love that.
Yeah, you know – oh, dude, it's amazing how many – whatever – and so they gave, they don't serve black coffee though. I was like, hold on, I just want a black coffee. Well, he said I gotta make it because this all they have is the cappuccinos and stuff. I was like, all I want is a black coffee, brother.
You don't just have a basic coffee?
Yeah, no, they fancy.
Huh.
It's a nice place. It's very fancy though. So he gave me one of them little ass cups where I can only hold with my thumb in my fourth finger.
Yeah,
yeah.
A little tiny cappuccino.
Yeah, a little cappuccino, man.
That's not enough coffee.
I know, dog. I was like, you put like, I was like, can you like make like 40s? I just put it in one cup.
I'm gonna need 9.
Yeah, man.
This is tiny.
But yeah, dog. I was messed up this morning, but I'm all together. I know it's Friday and everything like that now. But this morning
That's
was
a very
this,
funny sentence,
dude.
I'm doing great now. I know it's Friday.
Dude, this
I'm aware
morning,
what day it
I, this
is.
Morning, I'm planning out what I got to do for Saturday. I'm like, okay, make sure you got to get up, got to get him up, take him here. We got this, and this. I'm like, it is damn Friday. And then I'm in Twin Peaks, and anytime I come in Twin Peaks, I don't need no sleep. I can come no sleep at Twin Peaks for some reason.
Oh, it's like its own wake up.
Yeah, for some reason.
The energy in here, is so good.
And you're going to Charlotte today.
Yeah, so I'm glad to be at Twin Peaks too. Glad to be at Twin Peaks too. Enjoy my last few moments of the weekend.
I'll give you a heads up on 85.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you.
Well, we're going straight from here, so We'll be right next to
you. I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah. You went to downtown Lilburn. I'm going to uptown Charlotte.
Hey, man. Well, you said Jake. Y'all don't know where Jake's staying at, right?
No, don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. I'm going to make it a whole mystery. It's going to be a choose-your-own-adventure weekend in Charlotte.
Man,
the less I know, the better.
And it's going to feel different because they play golf there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to ignore that. It could be happening anywhere. You know, the PGA Championship happens all over the country.
It does.
It doesn't, you know.
Just because it's in Charlotte.
Just because it's in Charlotte and
I'm
in Charlotte.
And you'll be
there. Yeah.
And your golf is your favorite sport.
Yeah, it's like when the Tour Championship's here, we always make sure to be there. Or this year, the Masters, you know, got to go take part in a little bit of that.
Look at there.
But, yeah, it's okay. Maybe I got my golf in for the
year. I think because you're so.
Went to Augusta.
Exactly. You're golf bougie now.
Won the Smyrna City Championship, so I got my trophy.
Damn.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do the Tour Championship this year. We got some things cooking.
I know, man.
So
some things cooking. So, you know, I love. But that's one thing about it is that's going to save me like $100 on T-shirts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got to buy new T-shirts, new golf T-shirts for the Tour Championship.
God. But there's nothing like broadcasting from the Tito's Stillhouse.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of fun. But
what it sounds like we may be doing otherwise will be really fun, too.
Hell yeah.
We can't tell you yet. Yeah. When we know, we'll tell you.
Hell yeah.
All right. A lot to get to here in the noon hour. We'll get to some NBA conversation, about 15 minutes. Pretty fun one last night between the Thunder and the Nuggets. You got the Celtics and the Knicks game 6 tonight, and then the Nuggets and the Thunder game 7 on Sunday.
Cool.
We'll get to a back page with Bo, as well as some Sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Twerk it on Friday, baby.
I got to end the twerk. The twerk stopper. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. So here's a headline that we seem to hear from time to time. NFL player's father says, like, that's a new thing that happens now that I wish it would. Carl Williams, father of Bears quarterback Caleb Williams, says he explored playing in the UFL for a year to avoid being drafted by the Chicago Bears. Now, this must be in that Seth Wickersham book that came out.
Yeah, man. My thing, and it's something happened earlier in this offseason. I think it was GQ, Andy, where he had an article, you know, talking about not knowing how to study film and all those different things. And this right here, it was his dad. Like, they didn't want it. This is Colin Woods. They didn't want to go to the Bears.
Yeah.
And if I'm a young quarterback, I don't want to go to the Bears.
And there was a lot of rumors about
that. But the whole UFL thing, I didn't get that part because he had a year of eligibility left at USC. He is the first NIL baby quarterback, you know. And
right.
So he's in a situation where he didn't have to go. He didn't have to come out. He got plenty of bread. And then and Peter Schrager made a great point this morning about, you know, this dude, like, they're built so different. Like, it's not like, oh, I want to be a Chicago Bears. Like, all right, I guess I'll be one. Because this dude has been spoiled for so long. He's got the bag already. He was living in a high-rise apartment in downtown L.A. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't
– That's a really
– It wasn't
– interesting symptom, potentially, of the NIL era of not only are these guys already having a ton of money and, you know, kind of a lot of the stuff that you had to wait to the NFL to get. Like, obviously, being a successful college athlete's always been great, but not ever as lucrative as it is now, certainly not on the up and up.
Right.
They've also had the ability and will continue to have the ability to just choose.
Yeah.
It's like Caleb Williams is like, all right, I'm at Oklahoma, but you know what? I think I'll go to L.A. because Lincoln Riley's going to
L.A. And they're trying to take that to the NFL, Andy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now you've got this kind of freedom to transfer and get more money and extort and choose. And look, that's a part of it that I don't mind. Like, I don't mind guys being able to choose where they live and where they play and where they work. The rest of us can, for the most part.
Right.
Like, that's what's one thing that's odd about professional sports. I get why they have to do it with drafts and stuff like that. But these guys are going to be real used to being able to do whatever they want and play wherever they want.
Right.
Then the draft happens, and it's like, well, no, actually, if they pick you, you have to
go there.
There's no transfer portal.
Right.
I don't know. That's interesting. Because we heard about it a little bit with the Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was some rumblings that Cooper Flagg would have gone back had the Wizards won or something like that.
Right.
And Caleb Williams, not the first guy that it was rumored to not want to go to a place.
Yeah. But that's the thing about it. The Bears would have known this. They would have took Jaden Daniels. But that's what I'm saying. When you say the father, that's the same thing with Jaden's mama. Let me tell you something, man. He allows his mama to be around.
Yeah.
Meaning He don't tell her not to go nowhere. Now, I never have a problem with a mama or any parent wanting the best for their children, because that's what we should always do. But sometimes you got to come up off the nipple, son.
Yeah, some of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Them.
Yeah, sometimes you got to come up off the. And then I saw when she was on the pivot with Ryan and him. Like he don't know nothing. Like,
she vets.
All right, ma.
The women.
Yeah, all right. Let me tell you. All right, ma. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever. That's their relationship.
That's their relationship. It's whatever. But you got to come up off the nipple sometime, dog.
It's a little off.
That's all I'm saying.
Here's my thing with Carl Williams, Caleb's dad. He plays for the Bears now. Yep. So what's the point?
That's like, the biggest thing.
All that happens now in that coming out is
– people look at him side-eyes.
Potentially damage the relationship there that doesn't need to be.
Yep.
And here's the other thing. I think the Bears have done a pretty nice job putting stuff around him since he got there.
They did. Poles did a hell of a job this offseason putting things. He went and got him. I think Luther Burton is going to be cold-blooded.
That's a steal. That's a steal in the second
I think
round.
Luther Burton is going to be so good. Then you got
they do Colston Loveland in the first round.
Yes,
right?
They got a Doomsday. Really then you still got DJ Moore there.
They signed Dahlman.
Oh, they're going to be fine.
They signed another offensive lineman as
kid,
well.
From San Francisco.
They signed Grady Jarrett.
Yeah, I mean, they did the right thing. But this right here is like if you're a Bears fan and you had any, like, well, he's still a rookie type young player, sympathy for this guy, stuff like this makes you look at him like.
Yep.
So yeah, hopefully it works out for him, man.
I think it's just if you're the parent who's involved, all you're really supposed to be doing is helping, and I don't know that this helps.
No, it does not.
Hall of Famer Charles Woodson.
Hey, Woody.
0.1% ownership stake of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
From the Haslams. Yeah. I think 0.1%. What do you say the Browns are worth? Probably about $4 billion,
probably.
Just say.
It's give or take.
So that's about $4 million. Yes. That's about a $4 million stake in the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Which, awesome. That in 5 years, it's going to be worth twice that.
Yeah, because, I mean, Woody's from Ohio. I know he went to Michigan and everything.
I didn't know that.
Woody's from Ohio. Good for him, man. You want to talk about an entrepreneurial, smart brother with his money. I mean, he got his own liquor, got his own wine. Like Woody been rich forever, man. That's one thing I love about Woody. Like, Woody is what you look at as like rich man goals.
I mean,
rich man athlete.
He was wearing ascots before.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know?
Woody
had an ascot on years ago.
Yeah, man. That's one thing.
He does have to take his face and name off the wine and liquor,
right,
in order to own the team. Now he still gets to own the wine.
He gets to own the wine. He gets to own it,
but he doesn't have to have a smiling face on
exactly,
the side anymore.
Exactly.
Which to me
is dumb as hell.
It's definitely dumb that has to happen because he still owns it. So whatever.
Yeah.
But like that's the number one reason to have your own liquor or wine, right?
It's me.
Like Dukes and Bell on the side of the Hayman.
Hey, dog, y'all want to drink me?
Exactly. Exactly. You got Carl and Mike smiling on the side of your beer? Or like Carlo Rossi back in the day with a big bunch of grapes on the side of his wine?
Yes.
That's what I want.
See, there y'all go.
My smiling
face.
See, that's
why I hate starting stuff. See, I'm convinced Caleb makes the same noise as his cat. No. No.
I understand where people are going.
Talking about when he drops back.
Like only on like deep ones, you know? little quick outs, no. But if he's like a dunze, it's like a go route. He hits that 5-step drop. Hey, if he has the career as a quarterback the Cat has had in the NBA, that's a good
career. They're going to be all right. The Bears are going to be
like
all right,
man. Make fun of Cat. That's a really good player. A really good player.
But maybe, though. You never know. Because I remember when they won that game, he did that 2 feet hop with the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But this just does not help him. It just doesn't. That's why I always, and we were talking earlier, you know, like Bill Belichick doing another sit down. Why?
Did one already.
Did it. Like, why? Why? My whole thing now is, like, why does this seem like it's investigative reporting against Bill? Like, Bill did something wrong.
Yeah, like, Bill defrauded the government.
What the hell is Pablo Torres' problem?
Bill
had to do something. Because this seems like a personal attack at Bill.
It's really weird.
It's weird as hell.
Yeah, because my wife was working from home this morning, and they had an exclusive interview with Robert Kraft on their show.
Right.
And I was like, not about Bill Belichick. And it something completely different.
What? What the hell is Robert Kraft?
He's backing an anti-Semitism coalition. It's a really good thing. But I was like, is Robert Kraft doing an exclusive interview about Bill Belichick's dating life? And my wife was like, no, it's not.
I was about to say, well, Robert Kraft like him young. He like them young thoroughbreds.
calling the kettle black.
That's right.
Yeah, don't be throwing stones if you live in a glass massage parlor. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
All right. We'll come back. Come back. We'll talk some NBA playoffs after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. A lot of listeners have stopped by. We appreciate that. Shout out to Yale.
Yale!
Among others who have stopped by and said, what's up? Tinker in the house, as always.
Yeah, he better than last time we saw his ass.
Yeah, he's recovering.
He's recovering. His ass fell through the damn roof.
Recovering. Doesn't look like any near-death experiences have happened this week.
Yeah. So a couple listeners over there. My man's over there with his lady. She's a New York Knicks fan. She got all her Knick gear
tonight.
On, so she's ready for
game tonight.
She's ready for the big game tonight. I was on the mess with her. I was like, you let them win. Because we see how the Knicks fan – and this – I like the players on the New York Knicks. It's the people that cheer for this team.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, if they win an NBA title, the first one since 1973, and you know how they grease down the poles in Philadelphia, they got to grease down the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, they would.
Because they're going to try to scale it. They're going to try to climb it.
You're not going to be able to find a Timberland in the tri-state area. There's going to be Timberland boots sold out for the next 5 years.
If the Knicks win a championship. Then they got to win tonight.
Yeah. And then win four in the East Finals and then win four.
Right.
Yeah. So it's still they're 9 wins away from us having to worry about that.
If they win tonight, they're going to shut New York City down.
Look, and they should, honestly. I mean, as irritating as, some fan bases are, certainly that one. You make the East Finals, you should celebrate it.
That's no fun. Doubt. No doubt.
Certainly, I know that they've been a good team, and they made the big trade this last offseason to get Karl Anthony Towns in there. So they've been building towards this, but I don't think anybody thought they were an Eastern Conference Finals team even when the playoffs started.
No.
Everybody thought the Cavs were going to be there against the Celtics, and the Cavs are already at home.
I know that, you know, when you look at Cleveland injuries and everything, I get all that. I just never believed in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I was never like, yeah, man, they are unquestioned title contender. I know they won 64 games regular season. I was just never. I don't know. And I know they were injured and all those things. I still was never like.
Here's my thing about that. Here's my thing about them being injured. And they were. There's no question. But, like, that wasn't just injured. They got smoked.
Yeah.
They got beat in five.
Yeah.
And they got beat by 100 in a couple of those games.
Right.
Like, okay, some of that was, you know, Darius Garland's toe for sure for the first couple games. And I guess Donovan Mitchell didn't play the second half. They were down 41. So, I mean, I don't know that he was going to make a huge difference in the second half of that game that he didn't play in. But, like, you know, Max Strus wasn't injured. And that guy went 0 for 1,000.
Who's your boy you talking about? Jerome?
Yeah, Ty Jerome wasn't injured.
I saw the funny,
and he played terrible.
I saw the funniest clip, like, Ty Jerome's his agent now after the playoffs. And it was like that that Vince Carter meme where Vince is doing his hands. Like, that's it right now, knowing that he ain't going to be able to get that contract.
Just delete that series.
Yeah.
Because the series before that, he played really well.
Exactly.
Like, it was a couple of games, and they were playing the Heat, and they won all those games by 1,000. But, like, yeah, no, I mean, that's my thing is, yeah, sure, injuries, okay. But, like, injuries you lose in seven and you still put up a fight.
Right.
That was more than that.
Like, that was an ass whooping.
They got their asses kicked by a really good team.
Yeah.
And you know.
Indiana's playing peak basketball right now.
They're peaking. They're healthy. They've got good players. They're well coached.
Like, yes.
The thing that always gets overlooked in the regular season and then gets appreciated this time of year is starters that defend, and they have starters that defend. All anybody talks about during the regular season is superstars and then maybe some guys that score a little bit. Like, you got Nembhard and Nesmith and Siakam and guys coming off the bench that can really defend. That's not sexy for 82 games.
No.
It's also not something we're going to talk about as it relates to the Indiana Pacers all that much
right. In
Atlanta. But when you see it in the playoffs, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what wins. That's what wins in the playoffs is what those guys have. And look, you know, they got a star. They got a star.
They got a closer.
They got a star at guard.
And the closer. He's a closer.
Pascal Siakam's a really good player, and they're a well-built team. And the other thing, too, is that always matters this time of year is they got a coach that's been there, man. Rick Carlisle's an NBA champion.
He's a hell of a damn basketball coach, man. He really, really is. And, you know, we were talking yesterday, or maybe Wednesday, about how the pace in the playoffs, it slows down. Not their pace.
No.
Yeah. Not their offensive pace. They go. And we say they were 40 and 16 in their last 56. I mean, they're playing the best ball in the league right now. And they're just getting – because I think if they don't have the injuries and everything like that, because you looked at the fourth seed, and I'll even say myself included, we were overlooking Indiana. Like,
Whatever.
I do think Tatum's injury has a lot to do with the outcome of these playoffs, don't get me wrong, but I do think that they'll beat the Knicks.
The Pacers?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the Pacers will beat the Knicks.
But I'm not counting out the Celtics for tonight because the Celtics change up everything.
Neither am I.
Because I know I was on that bandwagon and was like, oh, man. But Jaylen Brown got to drop 40 tonight.
Yeah,
that's how they're going to win. I'd be damned if he dropped 20-foot-7, but he had 12 assists.
Yeah, I mean, and he accounted for however many, 50 or 60 or wherever it was. And the other thing that he did, and he does, but he probably took on more of a challenge of
I'm
it.
I'm guarding Jaylen Brunson.
Is he guarding Jaylen Brunson? Yeah, and they got him in foul trouble too because they went at him, and that's a huge key because you know Karl Anthony Towns is going to get in foul trouble.
Yes.
He's the king of the bad foul. So you can pretty much count on that. If you can get Jaylen Brunson off of his spot a little bit, whether it's in foul trouble or Brown just kind of being bigger than him and bodying him a little bit, then that goes a long way too. I mean, the key for the Knicks, and it should happen because they're at home, is those other guys just have to play. Like, you can't have OG Anunoby being bad. OG Anunoby is too important to the team.
He was 1-12.
Yeah, you can't do that. Mikal Bridges has to be a productive member of the offense. Like, you have to be able to get something from those guys because they don't have any depth.
No.
Like, there's no what's the guy's name? Julian Strother? There's no Julian Strother for the Knicks. I know they got Deuce McBride, but, like, there's not going to be a random guy off the bench that gives them 15 points.
No.
They don't play random guys off the bench.
No, they don't.
So if your starters are going one, if any starter goes
they're
one,
gonna lose.
You're probably going to lose.
You're absolutely correct. That's what's been going on when they do lose is that, you know, Jalen Brunson is going to do Jalen Brunson things. And I think that, you know, because I think the biggest thing they've done, if you're talking about the Knicks, is they kept it to a distance. Outside of that game
three.
Yeah. They kept it to a distance, and Boston has something to do with it with their offensive production, so they can keep it close enough so this guy can go do his thing. Now, when he's doing his thing, but you said Anobi and Bridges, when they're doing their thing,
oh yeah,
they win.
Yeah, then exactly
they win.
Then they're really hard to beat.
Yes,
I just think Celtics are gonna put up a great fight tonight. I think they're too talented of a team, too much pride. You saw it in the last game. I think the way that everybody's roles kind of shifted in the absence of Tatum, it's really nice to have a guy like Brown who can just pick that up. Not everybody has that.
Right.
So Jaylen Brown can just sort of shoulder that. And I'm interested to see what Derek White looks like tonight. Because
he was outstanding.
It was the first time we've seen Derek White with, like, the, okay, you're the second option green light guy.
Yes.
Like, you're get the offense going, whatever, shoot whenever you want, like create your own stuff, and he scored 35 points.
Right.
Now, I don't know that Derek White could do that every single game.
But if he does.
But if he plays like that again,
they'll win tonight.
Yeah,
they'll win tonight. They'll win tonight.
I think they, and if they win tonight, they're winning game seven.
Oh, like, yeah. Because
they get them back in Boston.
If they get this game back to Boston, that's your ass, New York. Because now you're in a situation where all you're playing with self-doubt. You're playing with self-doubt, and you're playing with, okay, maybe you got to overcome. And you're the pressure, and you're doing too much, and everything, and those things trying to figure out a way to win this basketball game. I think the Knicks win tonight. I think the Knicks should win tonight, you know. But I ain't hoping. I want the Knicks players to win. You know what I mean? The guys who actually play.
Yeah.
Them other people. Them and Spike Lee, because I like Spike.
Yeah, I like Spike Lee.
Yeah, I like Spike.
I like Spike.
So yeah, them and Spike, and I love Tracy Morgan.
I love Tracy Morgan.
My favorite Spike Lee movie.
Favorite Spike Lee movie.
Ooh, man! I mean, Do the Right Thing. I know that. I know the whole movie by heart. All the words.
That's mine.
Love Do the Right Thing.
I think that's the obvious choice, but it's because it's the right choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's me. I love Jungle Fever, you know, because I love Wesley Snipes. You know, Wesley, my dude. Crooklyn. Have you seen Crooklyn?
I have seen.
Love Crooklyn.
I love Crooklyn.
So he's gonna name all the Spikes.
I've seen every Spike Lee movie.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Malcolm.
I mean,
Malcolm.
That's another. Those were my two.
Do the right thing
or Malcolm X.
Did he direct Mo' Better Blues?
I think he did.
I love Mo' Better Blues.
Yeah. Then there were some weird ones there for a while.
Yeah.
Did he direct Vampire in Brooklyn?
I don't know.
Did he direct that movie? I'm not sure if he did or not. The movie was bad, but I enjoyed it though. I like Eddie Murphy being a vampire.
Okay. Now, you want to talk about a weird space in movie choices between Vampire in Brooklyn. What was the one where he was another bad movie? The Lie Tree. What was that? The Lie Tree. You tell us.
Oh,
about?
No, that movie wasn't.
That was awful.
Wes Craven directed
the
that
space movie. What was the space movie he was in?
Who?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, God, I don't
it
know.
It was awful.
There were so many weird movies.
I mean, Rasputia, how you doing? What was the movie when he was the nerd?
That was
Rasputia. Bowfinger.
That movie was funny, though.
Really?
Yeah, Bowfinger was funny.
Nah, man, you got to get back to classic Eddie.
It's not classic Eddie.
I know,
that,
man.
That movie's funny.
But, yeah, classic is, I'm always going to be partial to old Eddie. That's why I hated Coming to America, too. I just hated it because they copied my favorite movie of all time.
Although I will say, Wesley Snipes was phenomenal.
Wesley is
in Coming to America too. He was phenomenal. Like that justified the making of the movie was how good he was at that character. God, he was hilarious in that movie. All right, couple thoughts on last night's Nuggets Thunder game. Now, first of all, I know everyone wants to do this when an unexpected guy has a performance like you saw last night from Julian Strother. But that was Jamal Murray, man. Like, Jamal Murray in the third quarter of that game is why they won that game. Now, I'm not trying to take anything away from Julian Strother because that was phenomenal.
Right.
They needed it with how Porter was playing and Aaron Gordon hurting his hamstring and all of that. But if you're getting that Jamal Murray, and look, man, Jokic is just – I don't even think he played that great last night.
Yeah.
Jokic played okay.
He was okay.
There was just, like, little gaps of time where he kind of wasn't as, I don't know, kind of dominant or controlling of the game as he normally is. Still finished with 29, 14, and 8. So obviously he played well, but the bar is so high for him. But that was Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
If you get that Jamal Murray and you get someone else to come along, whether it's Christian Braun or Strother for that stretch last night, or I don't know, maybe it'll be Porter, probably not. He seems very banged up. Maybe it'll be Russell Westbrook, probably not.
Dude, they got him up out of there. Russ was going to do Russ
stuff,
Russ man.
Tried, yeah, Russ was, yes. Russ yes. was costing them yes. points in the
yes.
first half.
Yes, he was.
Like, that was the worst stretch of basketball he's had in the playoffs so far, the way that he played in the first half last night.
I mean, but I think they. But he's got to do this. He's got to play better. And he's going back to OKC. They got to have.
I think they just have to be really careful with him.
But they need Michael Porter damn sure. I know he's hurt and all that other crap. How healthy is Aaron Gordon going to be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he had a little hammy in the game. But this, to me, seems like a 50-20-10 night for Joker, for them to have to win this game. That's what it seems like. Now, the biggest thing they're going to do, because it was a big – Was it a big – I got this pulled up because I wanted to see the free throw discrepancies and everything like that, because I know they said that that OKC said something about it. But I'm thinking, like, you know, at home, they call it foul baiting Shea. They call that man Shea Butter.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Shea Butter.
Because he's smooth.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that one?
No.
What about people that are calling Karl Anthony Towns the Big Purr?
Well, yeah, fits him.
I know, but I don't yeah. feel comfortable calling
yeah,
him that.
I'm not going to call him that.
I don't like
but
it.
But damn sure it damn sure fits him. Purr.
I don't like it.
Purr. He sound like it. But you got to say purr like Earth the Kid. Purr.
Like
that
it.
Fits him.
I don't like
the
it.
The big purr. God. People are too.
Because he's cat. That's why. That's why. That's why I can say it and not get in trouble. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a little back page with Bo. We'll also get you a PGA Championship.
Marcus, darling.
PGA Championship leaderboard. Sports Jeopardy. It's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Come by and see us. We would love to see you. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. About 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. And we'll get to the back page with Bo and some Sports Jeopardy in just a minute. Do want to remind you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your radio home of Major Championship Golf in Atlanta. Brought to you by Humberto Injury Law. When it's game time and winning is the only option, and Trajan Wealth, your local, your trusted local fiduciary advisor. Current leaderboard looks like this. Johnny Vegas, 8-under, 1-under today, shot a 64 yesterday, so he's still atop the leaderboard by a couple of strokes. Matthew Pavon
in Pavon.
Second place at 6-under. He's 6-under today because he was even yesterday, so a lot of guys going low today. Max Homa is tied for third. He's 5-under, but he shot a 64. He was 7-under today, so looks like pretty good scoring conditions out there this afternoon at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
Oh, my God. What the hell's going on?
Well, that's where they're playing the golf tournament.
Yeah, Quail Hollow. Because, you know, as we are in a bar, we're attempting with libations. I'm sorry, sir, we're not allowed to drink while we're working.
We're professionals
and everything like that. Okay. So, well, with these, we'll sit here until 2 o'clock. So,
what is that, by the way, you think?
I don't know. Let me taste it.
Tequila?
No, it's not tequila.
What was it? Is it? You didn't drink it.
I didn't drink it. I taste it. I like
it. And then you spit it back out.
Yeah, I spit it back out.
Like a priest.
I don't know.
You don't know what that was?
Uh-uh.
Is?
I don't know. Slim, what is it? He can't. You don't know either? Who? Coke Zero? Yep, there it is. We get shots of soda.
Oh, yes, just a Sprite. Funny joke.
Funny joke
funny
there,
joke,
bro.
Listeners.
Funny joke there, bro.
All right, let's get to the back. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Yeah. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at solomonbrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello.
Get to you, Bo. Can I ask both of y'all a question? Because both of y'all got children just like I do. Are y'all good form filler outers?
I mean, you know.
From the aspect of, do I have the patience to do it, or does it look good when I do it? Because my handwriting is crap.
Why did she send this to me?
Oh.
And I'm like, no, you fill it out.
What are we talking about?
This is the football form and all that stuff I got to fill out. Okay. And everything. Like, she sent it to me.
Like when you go to the dentist and you have to fill out all the information and stuff like that. Yeah. I took her to the dentist a couple weeks ago, and I was proud that I was able to fill out all the stuff without having to look it up.
Right.
I was like, I remembered it all. That's pretty good. So I feel pretty good about
that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the worst.
So I will say I'm a pretty good form filler.
I'm the worst.
Yeah, I would rather not do it as well. But seriously, man, who throws a missile?
I don't know, dog. I'm looking at this article. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
All right, some details. Like, so some details behind this thing.
Right.
Rafael Furcal was allowed to turn himself in yesterday in Florida at 2:15 in the afternoon to the Sunrise Police Department. Now, this says that he has two felony counts, one of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Sounds like a normal charge. The second charge, though, is a felony count of throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle. That's an actual charge?
So that means someone's done it before?
Yes. Like, it seems that this became off of an altercation.
Where did he get the missile?
Yeah, where did he get a missile?
We don't have that information yet.
Apparently
he got into an altercation with a truck driver. So did like a truck driver cut him off, I'm wondering, and then at the next red light? Was he like, here, take this, and he threw a missile into his car? So strange this whole situation is.
Yeah, I mean, having a missile in the first place is a
probably
bit of a
felony
one.
I would imagine.
A bit of an eyebrow raiser. It's like, what do you even have one
that's
for?
That's the only thing I'm curious about is how did you get the missile?
Doesn't a missile seem heavy? Like, how could you throw a missile?
How do you say it on Rock? Rambo 2, Bo? A missile.
So, look, he was placed in custody, and he was allowed to leave. So, I'm thinking this missile may not be what we're envisioning in our heads. Maybe it's like
a mortar
rocket that Black Cat made. Because you can get fireworks anywhere in Florida. Maybe it's one of those rockets or missiles or something like that. I don't know,
man. I suppose,
man,
if there was going to be any state where you could just get a missile.
Probably Florida.
Like, you're going to be able to just find a guy to get you one. But I would like to know how big that missile is and why he has it.
As more details are released, believe you
clearly
me,
clearly it wouldn't have gone off or whatever. Otherwise, they wouldn't have released
it. Yes, he'd probably face a little bit worse than aggravated battery charges.
All right. Well, come on, Rafael Furcal. Clean it up. Don't be throwing missiles at people.
Who threw a missile?
So we go from throwing missiles into trucks to throwing missiles on the golf course. Here's Scottie Scheffler talking about his muddy balls. No control.
Look, I mean, I agree to an extent. Like, if that's the condition of the course, then they should just play lift clean in place and everyone should be able to clean the golf ball. And then everyone would be playing under that set of circumstances, because it does suck to be penalized for hitting a ball in the fairway. I feel similarly about when guys hit drives and it lands in a divot. Like, you hit a perfect drive and it just happened to be a divot there and you can't do anything about it. But the rule's the rule and everybody's playing by the same conditions and same rules. So to complain about really anything on a golf course is always a bit troubling.
It's not fair for me.
They could probably file it under unplayable lie somehow and kind of just clean the golf ball.
It's not fair.
I mean, that's the thing is they should just – because they can just say, hey, like, it's whatever. We called it winter rules growing up. I don't know what the actual term is, but you can play a tournament where you're allowed to lift clean in place. You just put the ball back where it was, like, whatever, within a – I don't know what the distance is, but within some distance, no closer to the hole, so you don't have to play a mud ball in the middle of the fairway. And they've played tournaments with those conditions before. I just think the course, probably out of pride, doesn't want to admit that their fairways are like that, because people have already been talking bad about the course all week anyway.
Yeah.
And so real quick, pairs up to a wrestling legend, Jim Ross, who has been diagnosed with cancer again.
Yeah, I saw that.
Scheduled to have surgery in the next couple of weeks, so pairs up Jim Ross. Get better, get back on that microphone very soon.
Giving shout-outs and prayers, shout-out to Magic Fred.
What happened?
71st birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Magic Fred.
Yeah, no, well, you can just pray for, you know, whatever.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, happy birthday to Magic Fred, one of our loyal listeners.
Yes.
You know he's listening right now, so he's hearing this.
Happy birthday, Magic Fred.
Happy birthday, Magic Fred.
Don't do that I would do tonight, Magic Fred. We know you're going to be in them streets.
Magic Fred's probably going to go to a blues bar and drink some beer. That'd be my guess.
Hell yeah. But that would be something I would do.
Okay.
That's definitely something
that
I would do. But, yeah, have fun, Magic Fred. Happy birthday, brother.
All right, let's get to Sports Jeopardy. Randy.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. How many players on it? Man, this is sad that this question's even on here, Abe. How many players on Atlanta United have scored more than one goal this season?
Andy
Bunker.
One.
That is actually incorrect.
Okay. Say it again, Andy. I mean, Bo.
How many players on Atlanta United have scored more than one goal this season?
Oh, Randy.
Randy Michael.
Three.
Also incorrect. We're going to have to meet you in the middle there. Only two.
Damn.
Monte Lath and Miggy.
They are bad.
But the second leading scorer, though, is the other team.
Yeah, they are that bad.
That's
the
correct.
Other team has
Isn't
had
that
more
two also?
Own goals than
they are that bad.
Yeah, they're not a very – They're not doing great.
What sports venue opened in 2020 was the most expensive stadium ever built, coming to a total Andy Bunker?
The one in Vegas, Allegiant.
That is incorrect.
SoFi in L.A.
That is correct.
That's what it is.
$5.5 billion.
Damn.
Billion
dollars. That doesn't even compute.
Andy, I think you're a couple years early on Allegiant.
Okay.
Mike Vick wore jersey number 7 while at Virginia Tech. What number did Marcus Vick wear?
Andy
Bunker.
One.
Incorrect.
He wore 5.
That is correct. He did wear the number 5. Before moving to the NL East in 1994, which division did the Braves compete in?
Randy
Michael.
The NL West.
That is correct. So both the Braves and the Falcons were
my blank up here.
All right,
at some point in the Western divisions.
I got to stop the twerk. There's a twerk impending if I don't get my stuff together.
All right, Randy's up to a 3-0 lead.
With plenty of time left. Plenty of time.
Name all three home stadiums that Atlanta United has played in.
Andy
Bunker.
Bobby Dodd.
Correct.
Third Bank,
correct.
In Kennesaw.
Pretty good there, doggy.
And what's the third one? Mercedes-Benz.
That's pretty good, dog. That's pretty good because I was going to call it the Fraction.
The Fraction. Action of the Fraction.
Yeah, I was going to call it the Fraction.
We would have absolutely accepted that.
Yes. Yeah, because that is an official nickname, right? I mean, it's not an official nickname.
Yeah,
it
I would have been fine. I would have said the Fraction.
That would have been
Trey Young was far and away the Hawks' leading scorer. Who is the Hawks' second leading scorer? Randy Michael.
Oh, there was more to it than
There was more to it.
Second leading scorer for the Hawks. It was Jalen Johnson before he got hurt, so I'll go Jalen Johnson.
Not correct.
Will you say the whole thing?
Trae Young was far and away the Hawks' leading scorer. Who is the Hawks' second leading scorer in terms of total points this season, not points per game?
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, I would guess Dyson Daniels.
That's correct. Andy, on the comeback, the score now is Randy 3, Andy 2. In which state is the Preakness held?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Kentucky. Kentucky.
That is incorrect. That would have been the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, duh. I was going to say it like Grandma said, Kentucky.
New York?
Yep. Also incorrect.
Listen, is it Cali?
No, the other one's in New York.
It is up there in that vicinity of the country. It is in Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland?
Yeah.
I would have never got that.
All right, so we got 90 seconds left.
I thought it was Kentucky.
And three questions. Score is 3-2. Randy is on top.
Maryland.
What Brave led MLB in percentage of to second base in 2002?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
I mean, throw out the – hold on.
Throw out the second base.
Throw out the second base in 20 – tell me 2000. Again. Shoot. Brian McCann.
Incorrect.
Is it Rafael Furcal?
Incorrect.
It should have been.
Look, I just had to add some of these over the commercial break, and Rafael Furcal was one of the answers to one of the questions that I did not add.
Dang it.
It's Javi Lopez.
Oh.
All right, who did the Braves add in 2001 that prompted a move to left field by Chipper Jones?
Randy.
Andy.
Randy Michael.
Was it Texcara?
It was not Texcara.
Was it Ken Caminiti?
No. I thought we knew this one. This is Vinny Castilla.
Oh, Vinny Castilla. Well, Ken Caminiti played third base.
He did.
And it was like right around that time.
All right. So this could be for the tie, or it will be for the Randy Michael win, as he is up by 3. Andy only has 2. We have 1 question left, and we are out of time. What Florida State Seminole led the Braves with 31 home runs in 2004?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
I have no damn clue because I know I went Dion.
No,
so I'm going to go with – hell, I don't know.
That's not the name of a player.
I don't know. Not the correct player. Man, who went to Florida State?
Who went to Florida State?
LaRoche?
That's a great guess, but that is incorrect. Your right answer is Drew.
J.D. Drew.
Going to make Randy our winner.
Keep it twerking, baby.
So much twerking. Too much twerking.
Get up. Get up. Check with the mama game, y'all.
All right.
Yeah, my man Luke doing big things, baby. My man, they just named a street after Luke down there.
Did they really?
Yeah, man.
That's great. That's what I want. Was it a boulevard?
Goodbye.
We'll come back. We'll get to the most important. You got to listen close every day to get that joke. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.